My first of four guests this afternoon is Leanna Holmberg. She's a writer of fiction, of poetry, of prose. Her work has been well recognized in a number of anthologies and journals. Most interestingly, and most recently, she's founded Redbridge Press. It's an independent publisher of literary books in print and electronic media. She holds a master's in creative writing from the University of Hawaii and is a graduate of the Stanford Publishing Course. I'm really pleased that she could join us here on the radio. We're going to be talking about poetry, but also because she's interested in Linden Labs, makers of Second Life, which we've talked about in this radio show. We might even get a little technological as well. Leanna Holmberg, welcome to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Thank you, Andy. I'm glad to be here.
Glad to have you here. And I really appreciate you contacting me about Redbridge Press. Was that launched this year?
Yes, we launched in September. That's when we opened our first call for submissions.
Good for you. And tell me about why it was that you launched this press and what's involved in launching a press in 2012.
It's exciting, I'll tell you that. So the press is an idea that I've had bouncing around for about 10 years in various incarnations as I worked my way through an apprenticeship in publishing and different roles in publishing, and then left publishing to go work at Linden Lab, and then got involved in tech startups and online communities and so forth. And several things came up for me that made it clear to me that now was the time to go ahead and go for it. And I think most significant of those is that there has simply been a real change, I think, in the way that readers perceive ebooks and print-on-demand books, and with the spread of devices like tablets and you know, people reading on iPhones and et cetera, there's a whole new way of engaging readers with books. And so a lot of the ideas that I'd been having were finally going to have a way to negotiate their way through the to readers outside of the traditional publishing routes that clearly aren't working so well anymore.
It's interesting, this idea of launching a press in 2012, which is right at what some people call the advent of this explosion in e-book publishing, because you don't have to adapt old ways to the new, but you're starting with an understanding of the importance of e-books right at the start.
Absolutely, and that's something that I feel really uniquely graced to have, a kind of background that spans both traditional publishing, you know, and values of really good editing and design, as well as, you know, a very forward technology background. And so that means that I was able to start the press as a digital native kind of an enterprise.
Right.
And, you know, the more I talk to people across the publishing world these days, I've come to understand that the dialogue really isn't about old versus new, technology versus not e-books versus not e-books. It's really the hardest thing facing traditional publishing today is organizational change and the fact that they have so much legacy process and overhead that I just am, you know, free to move forward without having to revamp or pivot.
Right.
And so it's a really lucky position to be in.
Well, I'm sure that the web, as a means of getting the word out about your new press, Redbridge Press, is crucial. If one were to visit, for instance, your website, LeannaHolmberg.com, and I'll spell that for folks who are just joining us, LeannaHolmberg. How is it that you've used the web to represent yourself and also these emerging interests in founding your publishing house?
It's a lingua franca. I mean, right. I've used it every way I can. I think one of the key things in how I've used the web, and one of the reasons why now is such a good time to start an independent publishing house, is that there are so many tools available now that were not available before. And so, you know, my web site making skills were rather rusty, but luckily, you know, I found a free program online that let me drag and drop my way to my first author homepage, you know, and so my
right.
The startup costs are nil. And so what really matters at that point is, do you have the content? Do you have the audience? Do you know how to reach them? And so that's an incredible opportunity there.
Absolutely. Well, in terms of Red Bridge Press, what is it that you need from listeners and readers at this point? You're soliciting manuscripts, aren't you?
Oh, thank you. Yeah. So our first book is going to be an anthology of what we're calling Writing That Risks. And we're interested in work that kind of takes the ideas and the style that you might see in Italo Calvino or people like Anne Carson, even, or Ricky DuCournay, Jonathan Lethem, and runs with it, goes further. And so that's what people can expect from that anthology that'll be coming out in the spring. The submissions for that are closed now.
Right.
We're going through the materials now. It's very, very cool. But we do have an open line with regard to people who are ready to submit book proposals. We're not reading books yet, but if you go onto our website and go to the submissions page, you can go ahead and send us a note so that we can contact you when we are ready to read. So if people have collections of poetry, short stories, novels, creative nonfiction, we're really interested in the whole gamut, as long as it's stuff that really surprises and delights and has a depth of imagination that we're not always seeing in some of the more mainstream publications these days.
That's terrific. And so remind me of the website that one should use for Red Bridge
Sure.
Press.
Well, it's just that. It's redbridgepress.com, and you'll find all kinds of information there. And you can follow us on our blog there, as well as our Facebook page or Twitter. All of those channels are up and operational, and we'd love to hear from people.
That's great. Leanna, are you going to be attending the San Francisco Writers Conference this coming February?
I am planning on it, yes.
So am I.
Fantastic event.
I'll be there. Vicki Hudson, who's here in the studio, will be there. We can get back together and talk about all our projects.
Yes.
Well, Leanna Holmberg, it's been a pleasure to catch up with you on the telephone. I know we've had conversations in person, and I've had a chance to hear your poetry. I look forward to following the progress that you're making with Red Bridge Press. Congratulations on Writing That Risks. I really look forward to reading the pieces in there. And I look forward to seeing you in February at the San Francisco Writers Conference.
Super. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.